did all the money go?
Don't you? When you give all this money to government?
I'm here for the government. I'm here for the money.
Yeah, of course you are. Of course you are. Where does the money go? All that money from COVID, where did it go? And the answer is, who knows? Well, the Mackinac Center has an idea where some of it went. Where the money went for Michigan schools, they have an idea. Cassie Klutz is a doctoral academy fellow and graduate research assistant in the Department of Education Reform at the University of Arkansas. Cassie, good to have you here.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Steve.
Well, I appreciate you being here. Tell me about this study from the Mackinac Center for Public Policy, COVID cash, how Michigan schools spent that extra pandemic money. I can only imagine.
Thanks, Steve. So in the first year of the pandemic, from March 2020 to March 2021, the federal government gave Michigan school districts $6 billion to spend. They did. $6 billion. And across the first three school years, the school districts in Michigan spent $2.58, about half a billion dollars. And I looked into the expenditure data to see what they did with it.
So where did it go? I mean, look, we probably got some new tennis courts, some football field renovations, probably some fun stuff like climbing walls and swimming pools, didn't we? Tell me I'm wrong.
I do have some fun stories about where the money has gone, but the overall trend is that half of that $2.58 billion was spent on compensation and a third was spent on purchased services and supplies.
So wait a second. So on like staff and teachers' salaries and benefits? Why wouldn't they have that already?
That's the question. I would understand if they use that money to hire more employees, say to help with, you know, addressing learning losses from school classroom closures.
Yeah.
However, labor and staffing levels only increased by 3% during that 3-year period.
So staffing went up by 3%, but 50% of $6 billion went to pay for faculty and staff. In what capacity?
So let me clarify. They were awarded $6 billion. They've spent half.
Okay.
So of what they spent, which is around $3 billion.
Okay.
School districts allocated half of that. So $1.2 billion to almost entirely existing staff salaries and benefits.
That doesn't make sense. You're telling me it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. Well, they didn't double teachers' salaries during COVID, did they?
Well, I believe some school districts justified it because they wanted to avoid layoffs and, you know, it helped address budget deficits. So they paid their staff using this new money. And I broke down the types of jobs that were hired during that time, and two out of every three jobs was actually for district level administrators. So not even teachers.
More administration. Because we needed more people to administrate closed schools. Is that what you're telling me?
They hired a lot more administrators than any other position, though, again, overall, they only hired 3% more staff than they had beforehand. So they did not hire overall many more staff members if you look at the total numbers.
Unbelievable.
So what they did that was different than usual, though, is they spent a lot more money on third-party vendors who helped provide services like building operations, probably cleaning, instruction services. So that was interesting. They did spend more money in those areas than they did prior to COVID, which made sense given they were trying to beef up their HVAC systems and things like that. Yeah.
So, yeah. But give me a couple of those fun stories, Cassidy. Just tell me some of the things that got spent there. Just because I'm looking through your report and I'm not going to find it fast enough. So just tell me.
Yeah, I can tell you a couple more interesting points. So, well, I will say my data does not break down to the level of granularity that will give you the interesting stories. But there are reporters in the state who have reached out to school districts and had information requests and have heard back that schools have spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on cement amphitheaters for outside learning. And they said that if they replaced their carpets with vinyl flooring, it would help slow the spread of COVID. And there are emotional support dogs and cameras on buses to contact trace the spread of illness.
So amphitheaters, new flooring, dogs. Listen, I support the dogs. I'm going to go with the dogs. I'm going to support the dogs. Dogs are cheap. They don't eat much. Might make a mess in the school if you're not careful with them. So, look, you said half of the money's been spent. Where's the other half of the money before we go?
So the other half of the money is waiting to be spent. This report goes through 2022, so some funds have been spent in the meantime. However, the remaining funds are to be allocated by September 30th of this year. So school districts have a few months to allocate the rest of their funds, and some haven't.
So wait
been
a second. COVID's over. COVID's been over. Mm-hmm. And they're going to allocate $2 or $3 billion more? Why don't they just say, hey, it's over, send the money back, or don't spend the money? Why don't they do that?
Because they issued the money in three waves. So ESSER 3, the largest and final wave, was the date that was set to have it allocated by was September. So the federal government said, we'll give you this money and we'll give you 4 or 5 years to spend it. And what hasn't been spent must be allocated. And some school districts haven't even spent half of what they were given. So
I can't figure out why this country's broke, Cassidy. I cannot figure why America's broke. I am so confused. Cassidy, I greatly appreciate you being here. Cassidy Klutz, Doctoral Academy Fellow, Graduate Research Assistant, Department of Education Reform at the University of Arkansas. We need a lot of reform here, Cassidy. Thank you for showing some light into the darkness. Thank you.
Thank you for having me, sir. It's great talking to you.
Good stuff. They're not sending it back. Yeah, I can't figure out why America's broke. Can you? Somebody help me. Send me a note to stevegruber.com. Explain it to me, would you please? I'll be back on the Steve Gruber Show. When it comes to investing, I'm always wondering, am I doing the right thing? And that's why I say you should always get a second opinion. This is Steve Gruber, and one of the people I ask about where to put my money is Nick Hopwood of Peak Wealth Management in Plymouth, Michigan. You see, Nick has over 25 years of investing experience and nearly $300 million under management. Plus, Nick and his team at Peak Wealth are fiduciaries, which means they invest in your best interest, not their own. Many advisors in the industry don't do any planning at all. As certified financial planners, the Peak Wealth team creates comprehensive, holistic financial plan on your goals and what's important to you. Reach out to Peak Wealth for a second opinion today on your investments, fees, and to make sure you won't run out of money in retirement. By working with Nick, you can retire with peak confidence. Get your second opinion at peakwm.com/Gruber. That's peakwm.com/Gruber. Peak Wealth Management.